up to 50% of women are going to experience some form of fibrocystic disease within their estrogen-producing years, whether it's breast cysts, lumps, or nodules, or even fibroids. And fibroids can both be in the breast area, and it also can be in the uterus. In fact, fibrocystic disease is one of the most common complaints that women have that drive them to see a gynecologist, and primarily it's because of the discomfort that they can create, and then also the concern. There's nothing more concerning for a female to be doing self-breast examination and then being able, feeling a lump and not sure what it is. And hopefully I'm going to be able to offer some comfort in describing the fibroids or the nodules or the lumps or the cysts that are in the breast area, and allowing you to, giving you some tools to be able to get a better sense of what it is. While when we go in and we talk about fibrocystic disease, part of the reason that I decided to clump the two together, you won't find that happen with a doctor. They'll see it as two completely different type of illnesses or disorders in the body, but they really do share a lot of the same intrinsic similarities. And some of those are, even though it's called fibrocystic disease, it really isn't a disease. It's more of a natural process that occurs in women, again, as I said, especially in their estrogen, really linked to hormone changes. Actually, all cysts, and we were talking before the teleclass about the little fatty cysts that we get in the lymph system itself, and then the fibromas that you get in the feet and everything. And one of the things that I have found in the research around this, and then consistently in my readings with women, is that all cysts and all fibroids are really rooted in chronic inflammation. So if you could see, as we go through this whole process, that the first thing that I would encourage you to do is to go in and look at the things you can do to...